There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Loop. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. Only kind of holster I run. The other day, National Public Radio went out and they made what for them was a startling discovery, which for me, it was just a moment of hilarity. They discovered that in America today, that black people in America today, if they are confronted with crime, are willing and actually think it's a good smoking hot idea to defend themselves with a gun. Who would have? Thunk it. My next guest, he was down with this program way before it became trendy, before it became, you know, a latte, if you will, because he and I both hang out at Starbucks, just not the same one. Joined again, it's been too long, from the chief instructor at Rick's Firearms Academy and the head of Legally Armed in Detroit, or LAID, if you will. Joined again by Rick Ector. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir. How are you doing, Mr. Frady?
I'm doing fine. Set the stage for me. You get a call from NPR. You're out there just right. Doing your thing, doing your Rick Ector thing, and saying, hey, we're looking for Rick Ector. He supposedly is a pistol instructor, and get this, he's supposed to be black. Is that how it went?
Right.
Is that really how it went?
Well, I got a phone call, you know, out of the blue, you know, and that's usually how these kind of things happen. And they said that they were in town talking to a lot of various people here locally in Detroit about the new Pew poll. And a name that kept coming up was my name. And,
of course.
They reached out to me and they said, can we have a few moments to talk? And actually, it was more than just a sit-down interview. It wasn't one of those, you know, things where, you know, you just meet over coffee. They actually wanted me to bring some people out to the gun range and came out and took some pictures. He took the picture, you know, that they used in the article, and we were out at a local range and we were shooting, and we had an opportunity to talk for a spell, man. And I'm glad he gave us a call. You know, sometimes when you get a call from these guys, especially if they're, you know, they lean the other direction, you wonder how they're going to, you know, edit the conversation. But it went well in the sense that I felt that they at least allowed, you know, the pro-gun side to speak. And I had a lot to share about black people and guns and that it's not, you know, just a thing for certain segments of society, man. Everyone should carry a gun for personal protection, you know, if that is their desire. And there's quite a few people here in the city of Detroit that are doing just that.
Well, from the tone of the article, I saw that they tried to have a degree of equilibrium, if you will. And, right. You know, them seeking you out, I mean, they really didn't know what they were getting into, did they? I mean, they sought you out because you probably have trained most of the people they talk to. But when they got with you, I mean, you are a high-functioning activist for the Second Amendment, and you bring an element of quickness. I mean, the whole part of being in a debate is to be quick, and you're like Bruce Lee quick in a debate about the Second Amendment. So when they got with you, did their eyes get bigger or something? Did they actually sit down and did they pick up a gun when they went to the range? They gave it a shot.
No, they didn't. And I always offer that opportunity for people that come in town, they want to talk. But I appreciate the comments. I appreciate it a lot. I've been in the a gun rights advocate for quite a number of years. Coming up on 10 years, and it's just one of those things, man. Once you feel that you're ready to take on a more active role in your personal protection, and you get to a place where you feel comfortable doing that, eventually there comes a point in time when you identify with gun ownership and the gun rights movement, and you want to participate, and you're more politically in tune with a lot of things that people are saying in the media and associated with various political races. And you want to, do what you can to keep that right, to keep and bear a firearm and to have it available and accessible to defend yourself, your home, and your family. And, I've done that. And for a number of people that I've trained, they continue to, stay in touch with me and social media and all that to get an idea on how they can take a more active role in the movement, man. And love to see that. And if I could, I'd like to plug to all the people who are listening to your show from Michigan to come out to the Second Amendment March. It's a march and a rally that we have every year on the steps of the Michigan State Capitol building up in Lansing. And we're going to be doing that on April 29th. So anyone in the state of Michigan that would like to come on out and get together with fellow citizens who cherish the right to keep and bear a firearm, please do that. There's more information on the Second Amendment March website, and you can call the gun groups, Michigan Gun Owners, and Michigan Open Carry.
Michigan is a rocking state as far as gun owners is. I get that sense about it, and I'm sure you'll have a good turnout on this. I can only imagine what it's like to be. I'm glad I'm on your side. Simply because of just the juice you bring to the fight and everything else. Real quick, I want to ask you a question about this. Have you seen about in Texas the Huey P. Newton Gun Club?
I haven't really done any in-depth research on it, but I've seen some different gun groups, comprised of, black people, who are getting together and owning guns. And I'm not sure if this is that group, but I know a couple of groups are taking it upon themselves to publicly demonstrate, but I really haven't done any deep dive into what they're doing.
Well, the only reason I was asking is whenever I see them getting together, I just want to, I wish I could be there when they're there.
Mm-hmm.
Because I would walk up to them and I'd be like, well, first of all, we got to get rid of these vests. These vests are junk. You guys are wearing junk. Here, take these. All right, let's look at this gun you got there, young man. I bet your mom gave it to you. Here, take this.
Right.
Well, now, I realize they're out there with what they got. I mean, I get that part of it, and I completely support them doing it. I think some of their perceptions of things, the way life is, might be a little skewed. But then again, I've never seen life through the lens of their eyes, so.
Well, there's a lot of different people out there, doing their own thing. And that's the one thing, about gun rights and gun ownership. It should, in theory, it should span every demographic. We're talking about basic fundamental rights, the right to exist, the right to be left alone, the right to defend yourself, the right to keep and bear a firearm. And you know what? As long as you're law-abiding and you follow the laws and you're doing things the right way, I could care less. A lot of people get bogged down into a lot of different things that to me really are petty. I could care less whether you carry a long gun or whether you carry a short gun, whether you conceal carry it or whether you open carry it. To me, I'm a gun rights advocate, and that spans the whole spectrum. My thing is that as long as you're lawful and responsible and moral, you're doing a good thing. So, I applaud anyone who owns a gun and fights for gun rights and who does it the right way.
Hang on for me. We'll be right back. My guest this hour from Rick's Firearms Academy in Detroit, Rick Hector. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Bugging out? What if you don't make it to your bug out location? Could you survive in the woods for days, weeks, years? Learn critical survival skills for warm and cold weather from Sigma 3 expert Robert Allen in this all-new 3.5-hour survival skills DVD series produced by the Survival Summit. Learn life-saving secrets on shelter, water, fire, and food procurement. Order the DVD series in the next 48 hours at thesurvivalsummit.com. Enter promo code SURVIVAL to save 10%. That's thesurvivalsummit.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. Treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Ah, yes. Welcome back. Coming back at you from the Frog Lube performance made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECOTacticalHolsters.com. Go check out the Scorpion line. You will be very, very impressed. My guest right now from Rick's Firearms Academy is Rick Ector. You know, when I introduce you that way, that really is, I mean, you're a lot more than a firearms instructor, aren't you?
Yeah, you know, and it started out that way. You know, I was principally, you know, first and foremost concerned with making sure that I was securing my person. And then it got to a point where I felt I wanted to offer, you know, that same sense of empowerment to other people in the community. And I wanted to, you know, help and teach other people how to protect themselves. And, you know, I transcended to a place where I saw some things that were going on that I didn't like and thought I could make a contribution. You know, one step that put me in that direction, man, when I was doing my investigation into the history of gun rights and gun control, I digitally ran into a mutual friend of ours who at the time, you know, was really pushing his website and his book, you know, Mr. Ken Blanchard, you know, Black Man with a Gun. And, yep. You know, he's a mutual friend of both of ours. And man, about 8 years ago, and he put me on the path of gun rights activism and advocacy, man. And, you know, it's just been, you know, getting involved in the gun rights movement. There seemed to, at that time, you know, a lot of Black people were interested in owning guns, but, you know, I felt there was a need to increase education and awareness about the history of gun control. You know, it's just really, when you really look at it, man, you know, every person who is of color and is Black, I mean, when you look at the history, you know, you will see that the people who you think mean you well really are trying to disarm you and keep you, you know, controlled. And when I go out and I share the story of gun control, especially here in the state of Michigan, when we talk about things like the Ossian Sweet story, where the state of Michigan actually enacted legislation to specifically keep Black people from owning guns, you know, it's really eye-opening. And it really gets people fired up about gun rights to know that, you know, there's some people in the society that don't want you to have a gun, you know, and they try to paint these unfair characterizations of what a gun owner is. But when you really look at the history of gun control, man, anyone who would try to keep you from owning a gun is not your friend. Someone who wants to educate you and empower you, that's someone that you want in your corner. So, you know, whether we're talking about participating in gun rights rallies or call to actions on various legislative actions, items that are coming up for a vote, you know, in our legislature, or whether it's something as interesting as protesting the gun buyback, which only happens, you know, in certain Black communities across the country. You know, I've really taken an active interest in talking about those things and getting other people engaged and motivated and get them to participate.
I think that's one of the areas where you're actually sort of the pioneer. For those of you who've never been in Detroit when they're doing a gun buyback, if you hear about this, you need to go just with a camera. Not to turn in a gun, but just to film, because somewhere very close to the line at the gun buyback program will be Rick Ector and Legally Armed in Detroit behind him, money in hand, ready to buy any viable firearms that are worth having instead of you taking them to this gun buyback program. And you're not making a lot of fans at City Hall with that, are you?
No, I'm not. But you know what? I'm not really concerned about that, because first and foremost, I look at these buyback programs. I like to call them LEFs, law enforcement firearms transfers, because buyback is a misnomer. It really has nothing to do with buying guns that they previously owned. You know, really, you know, it's bad. I actually say that it's evil for various different reasons. For one, you're conducting firearms transfers without any documentation. That certainly has to run afoul of some federal legislation. I can't engage in that type of activity without any paperwork being documented as to who the firearm is being transferred to, you know. And then you're preying upon, you know, the sensibilities of people who may be poor and happen to have a firearm that was laying around from when a relative or someone had recently passed. And then three, you're exploiting them because you're not giving them true value or even half the value of what the firearm is worth. I mean, that one buyback we did a while back, maybe 2 years ago, there was a Remington Rand 1911 45 caliber handgun that was used in World War II, and it,
wow.
it came with the original U.S. Army holster. You know, and they're only offering, you know, $50 in gift cards, and you know what? That was seriously undervalued. But I think one of the bigger issues I have with these gun buybacks is that there's no attempt by the government to return these guns that they allegedly postulate that were stolen from a rightful owner. You know, if someone was to have their car stolen and it got impounded and taken away to some garage somewhere, they would at least try to contact the owner. But they don't do such things with firearms. And the other thing that really bugs me about these programs is that it gives the community a false sense of security about the efficacy and the effectiveness of these programs. You know, they tell people, hey, we're going to, you know, clean up the streets and make the community more safe. And even our own federal government states that these gun buybacks have no impact or change whatsoever on violent crime rates in the community. So really, it just boils down to a fancy photo op, you know, a dog and pony show where they say, hey, look what we did. But, you know, it didn't do anything. It didn't change anything. And for the other reasons I mentioned before, you know, it's just flat out wrong. So, yeah, I'm not making any friends in local government when I do these things. But I like to point out, you know, why these things shouldn't be contemplated and why they shouldn't be attempted in the first place.
Yeah. The other thing I think about is how many – if I were a criminal – I'd be, you know, you would know I was a criminal because you'd find a stack of gun buyback gift cards at my house. Because I'd be taking every gun I used in a crime, and I'd be turning them in.
You know, one of the funny things that happened at the last one that was done around here, and thankfully, you know, no one's attempting to do them, you know, lately, I guess because of the publicity that we happen to get from you know, our activities when we protest these things. But, you know, at the last one, you know, at Highland Park, police department ran one, and that's like that community that's surrounded by Detroit. They only had like a couple $100 to buy guns, and they quickly ran out. But they publicized this boondoggle as being an all-day event. So they ran out of money, and basically it turned into a gun show where we were the only people who had the ability to actually buy guns. So, you know, that was really fun, you know, a funny circumstance in of itself. And we continued to operate until the police chief himself of Highland Park came out, and we had a face-to-face. And, you know, it got to the point where I felt I made my point, and we disbanded for the day. But, you know.
Listen, we're running to the end of this segment. We're coming to the end of this segment. I don't want to cut it off here. You hang on one more time for me, okay?
Not a problem.
All right. We'll be right back. My guest this hour. From Rick's Firearms Academy in Detroit, Rick Ector, on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI-enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation with you.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Our attorneys at the Legal Center for Debt Resolution will find the absolute best debt reduction solution for you, or you pay nothing. It's called pay for performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. That's right. No upfront fee, no monthly fees. Nada. You pay nothing until after your account is settled. If you owe $10,000, $30,000, or even $50,000 in credit card debt, call the Legal Center for Debt Resolution at 800-449-4269. 800-449-4269.
As a parent, one of my greatest concerns is for the safety and well-being of my family. But no matter how concerned I am, it doesn't take the place of taking action and preparing for the unknown. I plan by having a GoFood savings account where I allocate a little money each month to have health store quality food delivered to my door at budget store prices. Although GoFoods are storable for 25 years, they are family mealtime favorites even today. My family asking to eat the food that we are storing lets me know that when we only have the food we stored to live on, that we won't have the added stress of eating unfamiliar or undesirable food. Buying GoFoods is investing in the future of my family. Convenient packages allow me to buy according to my budget, and I get free shipping on my monthly orders. To set up your GoFoods savings account, call 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 800-648-9753.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. There's a G-Code on my desk. There's a G-Code on my belt. There's a G-Code on my vest. Everywhere I turn, there's a G-Code, and that's because I can take that same holster and move it all around to all those different places. Complete modularity. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Back with Rick Echter from Rick's Firearms Academy. Rick, I know I said I wanted to have you on for two, but one thing that we didn't do is we didn't talk about your training program that you have with Black American ladies, or is that all ladies?
No, it's not just Black women, man, it's women, just women, period, you know, and
right.
The thing that I do, you know, every year, you know, principally I would do it every August, and I've done it for the last 3 years, and I'm looking to do it more frequently, and I'm looking to do it in about a month. I'm currently negotiating with a local range to do the donating of their facility for a day. You know, usually Sunday's the slowest day, you know, and try to, you know, work with them and pick a day that's the traditionally slowest day of the week, you know. But we make no qualms about it. If there's a woman out there who has never seen a gun, never touched a gun, or it might be a woman that bought a gun and shot it maybe a few times and didn't go back to the range and shoot, or whether it's a woman that shoots regularly, whether it's a woman who's a member of law enforcement and wants to shoot, we really don't care. If you're a woman and you want to shoot, we'll bring you in on these free shooting lesson days where you got a firearms instructor working with, you know, the lady one-on-one. We have range safety officers to guarantee complete safety. It's at no cost to the women involved. We handle the range fee for shooting. We provide a firearm. We provide ammunition. And we provide instruction, a range safety briefing. You know, this is my community service to just women in general, you know, because, You know, it's no secret that bad guys and predators, they seek out women because they're perceived as the weaker sex, and that it, you know, provides an easier opportunity for them to do the evil that they do, you know, and you know, being a bad guy has risks, you know, and they try to ferret out the people who are safe to victimize. So, you know, I'm looking to do it in about a month. You know, the only major thing that I traditionally require help with is for people to make donations of ammunition. You know, we try to solicit the most popular round that's out there, 9mm, 4mm.
9mm.
And I throw all pretentiousness out the window. I beg for ammunition. It's a worthy cause. The last time we did this, we trained 200 women in one day. You know, and I couldn't have done it by myself. I needed the range to participate. I had about 10 other fellow firearms instructors donate their time. I had about 15 NRA certified RSOs, you know, supervise the event, you know, and it's great. And I'll throw the beginning salvo right now. You got 9mm ammo to be used towards training a woman, you know, get a hold of me and your donation will be graciously accepted and it'll be put towards a good cause.
You got time to take a call real quick?
I got time. If there's someone that wants to talk to me, put them on.
Let's see. Bob in Michigan. Yes, sir. What can we do for you? You got me and Rick Ector from Rick's Firearms Academy in Detroit on the line.
Yeah, Rick. So have you got a video of that training?
That I do for women? Yeah. I got, if you're connected on social media, you know, I'm on Facebook, Rick Ector, Rick's Firearm Academy Detroit. I got pictures of the last 3 years we've done it. You know, I've had women from all over the region, you know, participate, and that's one of the things that I do. There's pictures in an album, you know, on my Facebook page, you know.
Yeah.
Look me up on Facebook, go through my pictures, look for that album, and I had a guy, you know, here locally, a buddy of mine, Pat Dunbar, he donated his photography services, and he took like well over 200 pictures, you know, women with these targets, and they just smiling at what they did, and, you know. You know, it's a great thing, man, to take someone who has a fear of a thing, you know, a firearm, and to have them leave, you know, with a sense of empowerment and that they can protect themselves and that this is something they should investigate further, man. There's very few feelings that I can recall or recount that are greater than witnessing that transition, man. Someone who's scared of a gun and realizing that they can actually do it. You know, that is just great for me.
Yeah, and they probably had a lot of fun, too.
You know what? Just real quick, there was a woman who was visiting a friend from California, of all places, and the friend she was visiting was coming to our event. And the lady from California, you know, she lived in California all her life, you know, just in the L.A. area, and she tagged along, and she saw all the fun the other ladies had, and she gave it a go, man, and we actually converted an anti-gunner, you know, lifelong anti-gunner woman, and now she loves to shoot. So, you know, it's just those little things that we do. Just introduce people to safe, fundamental firearm safety and recreational shooting and self-defense shooting, man. If nothing else, if you don't buy and carry a gun, it's a great hobby. It's a great recreational stress-relieving activity to do. And I know on that day we converted a devout anti-gunner in California, L.A. no less, to our side. So, man, I definitely implore people all across the country to do that.
Yeah, great, great. Listen, one of the things I wanted to mention here, you know, the Second Amendment was rewritten just a little bit. Like the last part should say, only the people shall keep and bear arms. Think of the difference that would have made in this country. You know, the minute we arm a certain class of people in exclusion of other classes, we're setting up classes, you know, a layered society. We give them power over us. And that was a mistake.
Yeah.
It always is a mistake.
Well, you know, I'm for everyone, you know, owning a firearm and by extension the right to defend themselves, you know, and their respective states, man. I'm all for it 100%. I swear to God, you are preaching to the choir right now.
But don't worry about that, Bob. That genie's out of the bottle. I mean, you know.
Right. Well, maybe.
You got 136 million gun owners right now. There's no way to take that back. I mean, there's just no way to take that back.
you know, our only challenge, and I'm not even, I'm not shy and bashful about it. Our only challenge is to preserve, you know, the rights that we have and expand upon them for generations that come after us. And we got to make sure there's at least on a percentage basis, you know, enough people in the next generation behind us to continue to fight long after we're gone. So, you know, that's our challenge. Our challenge is to get more people involved and, you know, increase our numbers. Because once you turn somebody on to gun ownership and firearm safety and shooting, man, once they just feel that empowerment and the fun and everything that goes along with that, there's no turning back. So we just got to make sure we reach back and touch the next generation and get them involved. That's our challenge right now.
Right, just like the generations did for us, they came before
exactly.
us. Exactly.
Yeah. The generations before us let us be in a position where we can fight for gun rights, and we have to make sure that the next generation behind us is empowered and educated and ready.
Yep.
Bob, I'm running out of time. Thanks very much for the call. Good to hear from you again.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Rick, as far as how they find you, how can they find the writings and the wisdom of Rick Ector?
Man, let me tell you, you know, I spent a lot of time over the years, you know, putting myself out there, you know, and it's really easy. You know, the easiest way to find me is put my name in quotes on Google, your search engine of choice, Rick, R-I-C-K, last name, Ector, Echo, Charlie, Tango, Oscar, Roger. And what will show up will be everything. It'll be my website, Rick Firearm Academy Detroit, my blog, Legally Armed in Detroit, social media presence. Man, I'm on every social media account that matters, LinkedIn, Facebook. I'm even on Instagram, YouTube, 1,800 video clips on YouTube.
Are we running out of time?
Twitter.
Cool.
If you look for me, you'll find me.
There you go. Thanks for joining me today. We'll be right back.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever sent a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
All right, last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in. 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, tacticalholsters.com. Only kind of holster I wear. There's a reason for that. Go check them out. I'm being told I look a little leaner and meaner. Am I getting into shape and losing weight or spending more time tanning? I'm actually working out. I haven't, as a matter of fact, I've gained weight. I'm not real happy with that part of it because, but at the same time, it's all, they keep telling me, well, you know, Bill, it's just body composition that we got to be worried about. So, you know, that's not true. I want to weigh a lot less than I do. So I'm still working towards that. But thanks for asking and thanks for noticing. Am I just spending more time getting tan? That's pretty funny. I find that funny. Very funny. Aha. Coming out of Colorado. This is one of these moments. This is a learning moment for everybody involved in gun rights advocacy. In Colorado, the Everytowns and the Joe Bidens and everybody else, they ran into town, and the democratically controlled Senate stopped taking phone calls, and they passed what they call historic gun control legislation that set a multitude of political events in motion. Because some of those state senators, including the sitting Senate president, got recalled. The governor, who they supposedly say was popular, he got pushed to the brink in his reelection campaign, and now the Senate is controlled by Republicans, and they're working to repeal some of this stuff. Now, along the way, according to this piece, now, I'm not real sure. I still think the grassroots are actually the big dogs in this, but, you know, bear me out. This is just for the sake of argument here. Rocky Mountain gun owners, led by Dudley Brown, the same Dudley Brown that runs National Association of Gun Rights, they're saying he's become a bigger player in Colorado politics over the last 2 years. Has anybody ever met a National Association of Gun Rights member? I mean, I get emails from them all the time wanting $5 because Obama's not going to let the M1 Garands come back from South Korea. Wait a minute, that's been a long time ago, hasn't it? You know, I get emails like that with things that are just sort of non sequiturs on the current affairs radar that I try to maintain. Now, according to this, the Rocky Mountain gun owners pushes a very purist point of view when it comes to gun law and many other conservative issues, refusing to compromise and doing what it can to punish anybody who, within the GOP, anybody that gets out there and collaborates or compromises, oh my gosh, watch out, boys, because here comes deadly. On the other side is the Independence Institute, led by John Caldera. Now, most people haven't heard of him. They have heard of David Koppel, who was a Second Amendment expert. There's plenty of people that are his peer. There's not, if there's any that are better than him, I don't know who they are. Right now, these two groups are in a showdown about the potential amending of the current 15-round magazine limit. And a bill is being considered with some Democratic support to expand the current magazine limit to 30 rounds. With the AR-15 and the AK-47 and most of your standard semi-automatic box-fed firearms, box magazine-fed firearms, this is the standard load. However, the 30-round number would be the limit. It would be the cap. So they're going to cap it at the standard magazine load for some guns, okay? And some of these guns can take 50-round magazines. Some of these guns can take 100-round magazines. Those magazines still would not be allowed in Colorado. Let me just set that stage for you. Right now, the law is stupid. It says that they're 15 rounds. These people in Colorado, you know, they can drive anywhere they want to and get 30-round magazines across the state border. Perfectly legal. Who's tracking it? Nobody's tracking it. There's no way to track it. That's why the sheriffs were against it in Colorado. John Caldera of the Independence Institute sees this as important progress on an issue. And this is not, you know, if they were to go this way, that doesn't mean, okay, we're done. Color me done. It's over. There's no more legislating. There's no more lobbying. There's no more activism. At this point, it's done. That's never the case. Never going to be the case in politics unless the big, you know, what's the name of that planet? The Nibiru. Unless Nibiru comes in out of close orbit and just kills us all. There's always going to be political activism. The Rocky Mountain gun owners can't disagree with this any more vehemently. For the RMGO, it's either a full repeal of the magazine limit or nothing. So the RMGO is against the expansion of the limits because it's not a full repeal. Now, this battle highlights the question when refusing to accept a compromise sticking to your principles. When is this simply cutting off your nose to spite your face? There's two realities you can follow, folks, okay? What happened in Colorado shouldn't have happened in Colorado. And now they're fighting it back. And it's not going to be immediate. There's one way it can be immediate. Anybody willing to go that way? I'm certainly not. But anybody willing to go that way, listen. Put your stuff on and let's get ready to go and let's have a revolution right now. Right now. Right now! No more talking. No more considering. No more level heads. Let's go. Now, most people are not down for that, you see. So, progress... political process is a slow thing. So you have to decide. And folks, here's the problem with this. The problem with this is that elections have consequences. When you elect people to office and put them in place, something is going to change with them. I don't care who they are. I don't care how true blue they are. In South Carolina, we had a guy named Bob Inglis. Bob was a term limits guy. And he went in there and he went into Congress and he did his term limit, then he quit. But you know what? He missed it. He kept his word the first time, and then he ran again. He got reelected again, and then he got unelected, and he has been a crybaby ever since. And when he went in the second time, he was like, well, you know, my principles of this and that and the other, I believe it's actually about the spirit of compromise. He was looking to consolidate and stay within Congress. The mistress of power had overtaken him. Now, in a armed confrontation, in combat, if I'm facing a group, if my group is facing a group, and we're there and we're making preparations to try to eradicate them from the face of the earth, and a lightning strike takes out half of them, that's not a compromise. That's some of my work being done for me. It's a gift. And I take it as such. That is not a full repeal. They're just considering it, and it is still a limitation. But it's a limitation that actually is the standard magazine capacity, which most gun grabbers call this high cap. We all would like to see that magazine limit repealed. Okay, I would love to see that go away. I'd love to see Washington State. I'd love to see I-594 erased, eradicated. Unfortunately, for the people of Colorado and for the people of Washington State and for the people of New Jersey and the people of New York State and all these other places, they elected these folks. And what they got is what they elected. The fight, I'm in with them on the fight, absolutely. I'm in with them. But we've got to... We're scratching and clawing for real estate as we go. And if we're going forward and we're capturing more real estate, we are doing well. This is the essence of ground combat. You do not win unless you take the real estate. We're taking the real estate. In Colorado, this would be them taking some of the real estate. Getting out there and saying they don't want to see this unless it's completely repealed, that is a stupid maneuver. That's a stupid maneuver. I'm not advocating. And, you know, Dudley, if he were to find this out, he'd be like, so you're good with the registry. You're good with this. No, Dudley, I'm not good with any of that. Take me off your email list, too. Stop sending me something that happened a long time ago wanting $5. I'm wanting the real estate. I'm willing to scratch and claw to get it, and I'll take it where I can get it, and that's the essence of combat, and, you know. I'm not looking to make a name for myself. I actually wish I could do this show about in a whole different direction, but that's okay. I'll go the way I'm going. Go do what you guys can do, Colorado. We'll do this again in 11 hours. Tomorrow on the show, Joe Moe. Whatever happened to Red Jacket Firearms, you'll find out. And remember this, it's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. On a Tuesday, this has been Lock and Load.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Bugging out? What if you don't make it to your bug-out location? Could you survive in the woods for days, weeks, years? Learn critical survival skills for warm and cold weather from Sigma 3 expert Robert Allen in this all-new 3.5-hour Survival Skills DVD series produced by the Survival Summit. Learn life-saving secrets on shelter, water, fire, and food procurement. Order the DVD series in the next 48 hours at thesurvivalsummit.com. Enter promo code SURVIVAL to save 10%. That's thesurvivalsummit.com.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.